Paddy and Rob Palmer love to see who's first to the kitchen. While you can be first to get your tax return through PFP Accounting, the COVID-19 tax experts will put you first in the queue. This is Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. On air. Now.
Hey, good morning. It's Brownie filling in for Paddy once again. Rob, he hasn't been able to back up on day two, mate. He's either stuck in Tamworth or he's just really struggling without those tracky pants that are still being washed.
Well, now he's just doing a community service up there in Tamworth. He's removing the dags off sheep's butts. And he's just going from farm to farm offering his help. I think he's polishing some horns on some wild boar for a few people. Anyway, he's doing his best.
He is indeed. Good on you, Paddy. Get well, mate, and we'll see you when you get back as soon as possible. How was your night last night, mate? Did you sleep all right?
You know what? One of those times I had, because it's school holidays, both the big kids were out. So the 14-year-old, or nearly 15, and the 12-year-old, they were both at sleepovers. So all of a sudden, it's just myself, my 6-year-old, and my wife, and I was buggered. And at 7 o'clock, my daughter had been to the zoo. During the day, she's come back spent. So I was at 7:30. I was wrapped up like a baby.
Early night.
Snoring.
I had one of those nights knowing that I was going to be filling in again this morning that you just can't get to sleep because you're just waiting for the alarm to kick off.
Geez, that's unlucky.
It is. Thank you. You said that with such sympathy as well. Yes, but look, everybody up this morning working away. Hello to you. It's 28 to 6. It's time for this.
First calls.
Which means, hey, whatever you want.
Of course, Brownie, call about whatever's going on. You know what I started doing? I started watching Suits. And it's like this thing's been on forever.
Never seen it, but that's Meghan Markle, isn't it?
I didn't even realise. Oh, yeah. Until I turned it on, I went, hang on a second. Yeah. There's a Duchess on the TV.
And she looked good, didn't she?
My goodness.
Oh, does she, I should say. Steady on.
That's not fair. Dear old Harry, though, I was looking at the news as well. He started making statements about the Commonwealth having to look back at their past and look at how bad they've been before they start moving forward. And I was thinking the Commonwealth was only started by the Queen about 50 years ago.
Right.
To escape the British Empire.
Yep.
Because the British Empire was such a ruthless bunch of... And anyway, he's been given plenty of heat over what he said about his mum or his mum, his grandmother.
Oh, they're
royalists.
Are we royalists?
Are you a royalist?
Nah, not really.
No. My mum is.
I'm not. I know a lot of the older generation are before us. I think as time goes on, we're sort of slowly stepping away. I mean, my kids couldn't care less about the royal family, my boys. Your family?
I still check out the Queen's head on the back of a 20-cent coin.
Well, you've got to do that, haven't you?
Yeah.
If you want to get anything.
Hello, Queenie.
Mumsy, good morning.
107.7 Triple M.
First calls.
Oh, Brownie, remember, caller of the week this week, a family whale watching experience thanks to Terrigal Ocean Tours. Have a whale of a time with Terrigal Ocean Tours. Book now at terrigaloceantours.com.au. Now, you can talk about anything, call us about whatever you want. Do you know what I noticed? There's people, the panic buying in Woolworths and Coles down south. There's been some people show up online showing off their panic buying wares.
What idiots.
What pork chops.
Yeah.
But these people do it. It's like a behavioural thing for them. I think they panic buy all the time. They're living their lives.
They're in front.
With enough food for a year in their cupboard at any one time. There's 20 tins of tomatoes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a traditional Italian family, you go through 3 tins a sitting.
That's right.
Of tin tomatoes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they have tomato sauce making festivals.
Yeah.
But look, for regular people, please, are you panic buying? Are you proud of it?
Oh,
I went around to a mate's place a couple of weeks ago, and there it was, 40 rolls of bog roll. He's a single guy, doesn't live with anyone, 40 rolls of toilet paper. I said, what is this? He goes, oh, someone gave it to me.
See, I thought we'd got to the stage where people would be really embarrassed by that now. Like, if you've panic bought and you've got something like, you know, 30 containers of this, 30 things of toilet roll.
No, I think
you'd be embarrassed to say, oh, gee, I'm not going to tell anybody I actually did that.
I think people are now thinking, everyone's doing it. Now it's time to boast how good I am at it. I don't know. It's just, I can't understand it myself. Anything's possible. But look, we got Dave from Woongarra on the phone right now. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Brandon. G'day, Rob. How are you?
Yeah,
good,
going
mate.
Great, mate. Where are you right now?
Just come off at Barara off-ramp there.
How's it looking, mate? Is it a bit foggy out there?
There's quite some heavy fog at Mount White. You've also got a breakdown at Mooney, just past the bridge on the left-hander there. he's right on the fog line. He's under tow now. The towie's there hooking him up.
Right.
And then northbound, you've got a big one broke down on Grocery Hill just past the Gosford on-ramp there.
Yeah, righto, Dave. So what with the, I suppose, in the fog where you get a breakdown, how much notice do you get before you hit this thing? Because it'll be hard to see.
Well, you can see the red and blue flashing lights actually reflect off the fog, so you get a bit of warning, actually.
Oh, there you go. That's fair enough. All right, mate, what do you got in front of you today?
Not a lot. I thought you were going to give me a hard time about being a POM and a royalist.
while you're there,
well,
it is
hang
first
on a second. Are you a POM and a royalist? I mean, I can hear you're a POM.
Well, I used to work with Andrew.
Oh, really?
Oh, hello.
Okay, keep that quiet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What about one of the other royals? Any of them?
I met the Queen Mum. I served the Queen Mum down at Portsmouth. And I met Anne down at Yeovil. She came down to the air base there with us.
Wow.
Get out of... I've always liked Anne. She's a bit kinky, isn't she?
Well, actually, I think I've got an upshot somewhere of her as well. She was looking in one of the Sea Harriers, so, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What were you doing there, Dave?
I was on 801 Squadron Sea Harriers. Prince Andrew was a sub-lieutenant at that stage, and he was on 820 Squadron Sea Kings.
He's a sub-something else now.
Oh, yes. All right, so are you a traditional royalist, Dave, so to speak?
I was at Charles and Di's wedding. We had to line the roof.
Come on.
You serious?
Yeah, we had to line the roof.
Okay. Well, I thought you might have been in the third row.
No, I was just dressed in my number one uniform and lining the roof for him. And then I think there was a bit of video of me under the weather swinging off a lamppost.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, right, okay, fair enough.
That's brilliant.
It's like their version of our Anzac Day. Everyone just gets on the cans after about 9 o'clock.
That was it.
Oh, well, mate, Dave, you are now our unofficial Triple M correspondent to all things royal.
Absolutely.
Mate, I want commentary from you on anything that goes on in the royal family.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
okay?
That's all right.
Well, I could tell you a few stories about him on board, that's for sure, yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah, maybe a couple of them off air and we'll see what we're able to broadcast.
Good on you, Dave. Have a great day, mate.
All right, and you all the best. Have a good day, fella.
Good on you, Dave.
107.7 Triple M.
And it's time for this.
When one project leads to another, be rewarded every time with Kingcumber Mitre 10 Mighty Rewards.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's in the nuts.
Oh, we love this. We've got an item hidden in a jar of peanuts. They could be salted or unsalted. We're not sure. We don't care. But the item is in there regardless. We have given a clue.
Yep.
That it is lightweight. And on the phone right now with her guests is Claire from East Gosford. Hello, Claire.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic.
All right, thanks.
Thursday, the weekend is fast approaching, Claire.
What's the day got in front of you, Claire?
Oh, I'm going to get my hair cut.
Oh, beautiful.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's see if we can help you cover that in some way.
Good.
Yeah, shape or form.
In some way. Well, just going to go and get some hedge trimmers.
Hedge trimmers from Kingcumber Mitre 10. Right. Maybe do it yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. Lovely. All right, so we're looking for the item. We know it's lightweight. Give us your guess, Claire.
Well, I think it could be a feather.
A feather?
Could be a feather.
That'd be unhygienic in a set of nuts, wouldn't it, feather?
Well.
Yeah, but it's light.
Well, it is light,
Claire.
Correct, it is light. Yeah. Oh, Claire! That is it! You've found it! You have won... 100 Mitre 10 Kingcumber Mighty Rewards voucher. When one project leads to another, be rewarded every time with Kingcumber Mitre 10 Mighty Rewards. Oh, Claire.
Oh, I'd get the hair washed as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get a
Great.
Bottle of car washing
Thank
liquid
you.
While you're down there.
Exactly.
Cover
Thank
all bases.
You.
Have you had feathers in your life, Claire? You must have seen the odd feather boa. Feather down pillow.
Oh, no, we used to have a few chooks when I was a kid. That's about as far as I go. Oh, we've got plenty of brush turkeys in the backyard at the moment.
They're everywhere, those things.
Yeah, you're not allowed to pluck them while they're still walking around, though, Claire.
No. They're very friendly.
Oh, well done, Claire. Well, enjoy your $100 Mitre 10 Kingcumber Mighty Rewards voucher.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Well, we'll have to come up with a brand new something to throw into the nuts for tomorrow.
Now, new item in the nuts tomorrow morning.
Issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed. People turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Well, today on The Forum, we were just having a look at the fact that 1,000 cops are being sent from New South Wales down to the border to look after Border Patrol to stop Victorians coming across the border into New South Wales, and we're paying for it.
That's right, unbelievable. We're not splitting this with the Victorian government. The New South Wales government, which we worked out it probably cost somewhere like $250,000 a day.
Yeah, that's Brownie's maths. That's not official.
Just roughly like that.
But it's still a lot of money, and we're asking you, should we be paying for this border control, or is this something that's a national thing, or is this something that's something that Victoria should look after?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Steve from Newcastle.
There you go, mate.
Good boys, yourself?
Yeah,
going
not too
right.
bad.
What are you doing this morning?
A little bit peeved, but yeah, what's happening?
Oh, I'm on your boat, mate. I'm peeved as, because the Victorians should be paying half the New South Wales-Victoria border, half of the South Australia-Victoria border. And may I digress, what about the potential Ruby Princess thing that happened yesterday where they've let a plane load of Mexicans into Sydney unchecked and allowed to leave?
I didn't think they had flights from Mexico to Sydney at the moment.
Well, they did. Yesterday, one landed in Sydney and everyone was allowed off and left the airport unchecked.
You're kidding me. I don't know. I was asleep from yesterday.
Can I just confirm that we're talking about Victoria and not Mexico? That's
correct.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, well, look.
Well, there was a Jetstar flight, and they all just got off the plane and wandered through unchecked, and that was a Jetstar error.
Okay,
it's been reported.
I don't know how these errors can be happening with the way the world is at the moment, but yeah, I mean, I suppose the forum thing this morning, in particular, though, is the outbreak has happened in Victoria. We are paying for it, so you think they should be footing at least half the bill, right?
At least half.
At least half. And what about the 1,000 cops? I mean, how many cops does New South Wales have? Well, I'm sure we can't just spare 1,000, right?
Well, if you're going to do anything, let's do it now.
Yeah, well, on the border. No, Steve, settle down.
Oh. No, we are anti-looting on this program.
Yeah, we're not a looting program.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your call, Steve.
Murder. Why aren't they paying for it?
Yep, agree.
107.7 Triple M.
Action.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood in the US of A, actually from Terrigal, it's time for Shane A. Bassett's movie review.
This is Sparta!
Jolly good day to Shane A. Bassett from Terrigal. How are you going? Robbie and Brownie here.
There you go, mate.
I'm pretty good, Brownie. I haven't spoken to you in a while. And g'day, Rob. I hope you're having a good morning.
We're having a corker.
Fantastic.
Always. Brownie's such a clean man.
Hygiene-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Mate, I was just having a look at the trailer for the movie Relic. I haven't seen an Australian horror film. I don't think I've ever seen one. And this just scared the pants off me. I'm not sleeping alone again for a long time.
And before we get to Shane with that, let's just take a listen to see what's got you sweating. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing left. All our memories.
Mum, what is it?
It's here.
Yeah. And Shane, eh? Fair to say, mate, not one for the kiddies.
Yeah, definitely not one to put on during the school holidays, that's for sure. And I can see where you're coming from, Rob. Australia isn't really well known that they've made a lot of decent horror films or paranormal films in the past. You could probably say something like Wolf Creek is a horror movie for sure. And those Outback movies that they've made in the past, Razorback is another one.
Yeah.
But this one is more of a paranormal ghost story, but it doesn't start that way. It begins with a grandmother. The family is really worried because she's gone missing. She's showing signs of dementia, so they're thinking she's just left the house. And then all of a sudden she returns out of the blue a couple of days later, but things are a little bit different with her. She lives in a big isolated house in some woods.
Of course she does.
Things that go bump in the night start happening more frequently. I'll put it that way. I don't want to give too much away, but if you like being scared, don't watch it, Rob. But, you know, if you do like being scared, I'm sure fans of horror will enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I watched Nightmare at Elm Street when I was 14 years old, and it took me 10 years to get over that. So I don't know if this is the one for me.
All right. Chop Tops out of 5.
I will give it a 4 out of 5
wow.
because it's an Australian production, and it's what you don't see is scarier than what you do see in this. And Emily Mortimer and Bella Heathcote, the two lead actresses in this, are fantastic.
Wow. Okay. That's like the first Jaws, where the whole thing was that you didn't see the shark.
That's because the shark kept sinking all the time. And Spielberg had to figure out, well, what am I going to do here? It was just so they just played the music. That was scary in itself.
Yep. All right, well, let's move on. So that's one for the adults. For the kids, I'm guessing here, Hamilton, Broadway musical on Disney Plus.
I love a musical, but I don't know much about this one. Why would I watch it?
Right. Well, I've got to say up front that I struggled through this, but it has a massive, massive fan base. It's been on Broadway playing to sold-out shows in New York for the last couple of years. And Disney paid $75 million for the rights back in February. They filmed a version of it on stage, and they were preparing to release it in cinemas, but obviously that can't happen now. Now, it's just dropped on Disney Plus, and it spiked this huge influx of new subscribers just to watch Hamilton. Essentially, and I'll be brief about this because it's an American history story of Alexander Hamilton set against the War of Independence. And it's a 3-hour-plus musical version of that.
Yeah.
So if you like hip-hop and rap and the pop music style, I think appeals to a lot of different demographics. And it's just become this huge hit. So wow. I think Disney Plus are on a winner here if you like that kind of thing.
What was that movie that Mel Gibson and Heath Ledger did about the
Patriot?
War of, the Patriot. Yeah, it's almost a musical version of that, is it?
In a sense, it is. Yeah, it's the same war. So I think what they've done here is filmed it with multiple cameras. I've seen stage shows filmed before, and it's usually just one camera in the middle. What they've done here is have multiple camera angles, and the production is amazing. The sound is amazing. So I know people who enjoy musicals probably a little bit more than I do will really love it. So it's worth watching if you like this kind of thing and you can't get to Broadway, which obviously we can't right now.
How many semitones out of 5?
Well, I'm not real happy about rating this one, Rob, because it's not a movie, but you know what? During it, I enjoyed it, and I'll give it 3 out of 5 because the production is high quality.
Oh. Your beauty.
Now, this time of the year as well, we're just starting to get back into the swing of things slowly with pictures at the movies.
Yes.
No doubt, as time goes on, mate, that's going to increase a bit more for us soon.
Yeah, Central Coast cinemas are officially reopened as of last week, and it's a mixture of older films and recent releases. There are some kids' movies showing, so plenty for the school holidays, but older movies, older Pixar movies and older classics. So check out the different cinemas on the coast. They're all showing different movies. But the new blockbusters, Brownie, will start rolling through as of probably next week and the week after, all going well. So we'll see what happens.
Good to see.
Thank you, Shane.
Shane A. Bassett, our movie guy. Have a great day, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you, Brownie. Bye, Rob.
Stay, play and dine with us at Makua Kuinda Waters Resort Wyong. Staycation.
Or vacation.
Do. We love giving stuff away, don't we?
Love it.
Bouncing around.
Loves it.
I tell you what, now, this is the opportunity for someone to either stay at Kuinda Waters Resort overnight, worth $200 plus bits and pieces of everything, or go to Makua Resort, Hunter Valley Gardens, 2 nights accommodation, breakfast included, family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens.
The VIP action the VIP in the Hunter Valley Gardens.
That's
beautiful.
Worth about $900.
Thank you.
Now, you've only got to tell us why. And on the phone right now is Jodie from Gorrican. She's come through with the call. How are you, Jodie?
Yeah, good, yourself?
Going all right, thanks. Now you understand what your choice is. You can take the staycation immediately or go in the draw for the vacation, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, before you give us your choice, we'd like you to fill us in on why, Jodie from Gorrican, why you need this staycation or vacation.
Well, if I was lucky enough to win, I'd give it to my beautiful mum who needs a break and deserves a break. She does everything for everybody else all the time.
And would you be going with your mum, Jodie?
I'm hoping mother-daughter weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd put a caveat in the gift that says, Mum, you must take me. And, you know, and then if she doesn't want it, then you can give it to someone else you like.
On acceptance of this prize.
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
That's right. Provisos. Anyway, Jodie, that's a wonderful reason to give it to your mum who gives to everyone. Now tell us.
Yes.
You can have the staycation. Now, there's no one in the draw at this point, and we're drawing it next Friday.
That's right.
So you're at least a 1 in 7 chance if you take the vacation draw.
Yeah.
Or you can take the staycation right now. What do you want?
Oh, the staycation, please. I wouldn't be lucky enough to win the vacation, but the staycation's fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, Jodie, I tell you, I reckon your mum reckons you're way better than 1 in 7, that's for sure.
1 in 3.
Oh, good stuff. Well, enjoy that, mate. Have a great day. Well done. Have fun with your mum.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Brownie.
Stay, play and dine with us at Mercure Coinda Waters Resort, Wyong. And well done. It's back again the same time tomorrow. And again, Rob, nobody in the draw yet.
No one in the draw yet.
Could be a 1 in 6 chance.
Could be tomorrow. It is.
Well, even shorter than that if people continue to take the holiday right now. Imagine we get to next Wednesday. Okay, next Wednesday, nobody's gone into the draw and you're going, hang on, this is a 1 in 3 here.
1 in 3.
Might be a 1 in 2. Then again...
You know, you've got the guarantee of an overnight stay locally as well. Because people like to stay locally. You can do it easily. You can get straight up there. I'll tell you what, there's no chance we'll get to next Friday and no one's taken the draw. Because that's just a walk-up start for someone on a Friday.
Staycation or vacation only at Triple M.
107.7 Triple M.
And it's time to introduce a couple of special guests to the program right now, Rob Palmer.
Yes, indeed. Matt and Carly from PFP Accounting, the Gold Bull of Tax. Hello, folks.
Yeah, guys.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Carly.
Right now, there's been concerns raised about this economic cliff in September with the end of loan deferral period expecting to coincide with the withdrawal of the government's support measures like JobKeeper wage subsidy and the JobSeeker coronavirus supplement. Now, there's 800,000 customers in Australia that are going to be affected by this. Mm. What's your advice to people who, at this point, are thinking, I'm getting back to it slowly, but I'm currently able to defer my payments. Should I defer them for another 4 months? Why would you do that?
Well, if you can defer them, if you need to defer them, that's fine. But you must recall that there's not a free lunch here. One day, you'll have to start paying the loan back.
Mm.
So the interest will be capitalising for 4 months. But if it puts you in a better position for the next 4 months going forward, then it's an opportunity to relieve some daily pressures and help you to afford your living costs.
So you can power on for the next 4 months, but you must realise that, let's say you've got $500,000 worth of debt, that's going to compound and you end up paying an extra $5,000 or $10,000 off your loan.
Yeah, perhaps not that much, but they'll either extend your loan term at the end of the period or they'll ask you to slightly increase your repayment. So I don't think it's a massive impact, but it's more a case of, can you get through the next 4 months, support your family, pay your bills and so forth.
Yeah, true. And if it's at all possible, you should be trying to pay your loan off. Do you think banks are going to look at this in a poor light moving forward if you want to borrow money in the future and they start looking back and saying, well, hey, you couldn't pay then, are we going to give you money in the future?
No, we bag banks a fair bit, but they've been pretty good recently. They've made it pretty clear that this isn't going to impact your credit report going forward. So if you do have to defer payments, there shouldn't be any impact on you being able to borrow money down the track.
Yep. And look, if you're a small business, let's say, a lot of people are doing their own tax returns and they're trying to save money that way. Do you guys, you guys are professionals in the tax return business. Is there something that you think that businesses may miss by doing tax themselves at the moment with the COVID allowances and the tax benefits that are available? What's something that most small businesses might look over that they could save a lot of money on?
Look, this year's a really tricky one. So your best bet is to always give your accountant a call, give us a call, have a chat with us. Every single person has their own
set of circumstances.
Yeah. So it's very individualized. So you really do need to give us a call so we can run through that with you.
If you're a business and you're struggling, have you guys got the right advice on how they can approach their banks and their lenders?
Yeah, certainly. You look at the overall position for the client, and if they're really struggling, give the bank a call, ask them what their options are. The banks have been fairly lenient. They've been pretty understandable with everyone's situation. So it's not like the old days where the banks were the big meaties. They're being quite generous at the moment. So, always talk to your bank and get the best options you can.
Yeah, we just heard that interest rates stayed on hold thanks to the RBA announcing there wouldn't be any rises at the moment. If you're in a position where you've had a loan for a while and you haven't looked at your interest rate, is that likely to be higher than you could possibly get? Like there must be discounts available at the moment.
Yeah, interest rates are a funny one. If you're with a bank for more than 2 or 3 years, the chances are your rate is much higher than the market rate for new clients. So banks aren't really looking after existing clients. They're really after new business. So if you're willing to change lenders, the odds are you'll get a much stronger rate by changing banks. And sometimes banks these days are actually paying you a fee, a couple of $1,000 in some instances, to change lenders.
Yeah. I mean, really now, nobody should have a home loan with a 3 in front of it, should they? They should be all on the 2s, shouldn't they?
It should be, that mid-2s.
Yep.
Well, anyone that owes money, and that is just about all of us, have a look at your interest rate on your bank account, your current loan. And
give them a call. Give your bank a call
and say, hey, this is too high. What can you do about it? Or call another bank. And is it easy to do without incurring costs?
Yeah, look, you come and see us. We're also mortgage brokers and financial planners. So come and see us. We'll do the work for you, change the lenders, keep you a much better rate.
Beautiful. Matt and Carly from PFP Accounting, the gold bull of tax. Thank you very much for your time this morning. We hope that you get plenty of calls and are able to save the coast a whole heap of dosh.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, both.
Good on you, guys.
107.7 Triple M.
Yes. Now, because it's Thursday, Paddy would normally do a pub quiz
at
various locations around the coast, including the Sunken Monkey.
That's right.
And but today he can't because he's obviously away.
Tamworth.
And so filling in for him today is Brownie. We're together today to do the pub quiz on his behalf. And to play the pub quiz with us today is Kylie from Wyoming, originally from Tamworth. Hello, Kylie.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Right,
good,
thanks.
Kylie.
Yeah, I hope Paddy's got his long johns because and Auntie Mark's got the fire on because apparently it was in the minuses this morning.
In the minuses.
So nice and chilly.
Yeah, well, I think he's only got one pair of tracksuit pants and they're even dry cleaners and have been for about a week.
Looking to Tamworth for tracksuit pants, apparently. So.
No, his tracksuit pants aren't due to come out of the cleaners till Friday. So.
And playing against Kylie this morning is Jay from Gosford. How you going, Jay?
Good morning. Good, thanks, mate.
All right, you beauty. Now, we understand the playing. Your name is your buzzer, so let's test the buzzers. Kylie.
Jay.
Jay.
Yep,
beautiful. That's
working.
Good. They're very good. Now, there's going to be 3 questions. If you answer a question incorrectly, we pass the question on to the other player to see if they can answer correctly. Best of 3 wins what's on the corkboard. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Good luck, contestants. Mm-hmm.
Question 1. What animal appears on a regular 20-cent coin? Is it a lyrebird, a platypus, or an echidna?
Jay.
Kylie.
Oh, Jay. Jay got in first.
Got in there.
Platypus.
Oh, correct. Platypus it is. All well done. 1-0 Jay.
Jay's off to a flyer.
Question 2. Most recently, what general direction have whales been migrating off the central coast, north or south?
Kylie.
Oh, Kylie.
Kylie, that was quick.
North.
Oh, we've got a ding-dong battle happening this morning, folks.
Down to a playoff question. Here we go. Okay, question 3. Who wrote The Man from Ironbark, Mulga Bill's Bicycle?
Kylie.
Jay.
Ben J. Patterson.
Oh, Kylie, she's just got in there. Jay, you were so close.
Well done, Kylie.
Oh, good on you, Jay.
Great sportsmanship.
Well played.
I love the way our pub quiz players, get amongst it together and congratulate each other no matter what happens. Kylie, you have won a family pass, the Australian Reptile Park. Well done. Thank you for playing the pub quiz.
Thanks, Brownie. Thanks, Rob.
And thank you, Jay.
107.7 Triple M.
Now, how about this? The stuff you find on a beach. There was basically a strange sea creatures washed up on a Queensland beach, right? This woman shared a photo of this strange-looking sea creature that had washed up on a Hervey Bay beach, and she's asked, put it up online, she asked if people thought it was a dangerous stonefish or something. It was like this big sort of blob. Weird-looking thing. It looked like a massive jellyfish, but she thought it was some sort of giant stonefish.
Yeah.
And it's come back. People go, they reckon that it was something called ambergris.
All right.
Right?
Have you come across any of these surfing the breaks at Terrigal in the past?
No, ambergris. Now, this is the thing, right? Ambergris is an intestinal slurry ejected by sperm whales that eventually hardens in the water.
So it's the sperm whales just hocked it up and then, yep, whooshka, and then it just floats up onto the shore.
It's a whale golly, and it's this stuff, you won't believe it though, this stuff is sought by perfume companies, is worth $28 a gram. This thing that washed up on the beach looked like it weighed about 15 to 25 kilos, like it was a big chunk of whale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did she bag it up?
Well, no, because they reckon it's turned out that it wasn't. It was just sea pork.
Sea pork?
It turned out to be sea pork. It's like
what's sea pork?
You know, explain. The sea squirts? You know the thing you step on and they squirt water out into your face?
Yeah.
Well, that is it's known as when you get a colony of individual sea squirts that come together, it gets called sea pork because it looks like pork fat. But anyway, so she mistook sea pork for a whale golly.
Right.
And but three Indian fishermen actually once scooped up 80 kilograms of this floating whale golly out of the ocean and netted,
retired multimillionaires.
$3.6 million.
You're kidding. So
for a whale phlegm, like a...
Because they're migrating a bit at the moment, the whales, so you'll have to keep your eye out when
so
you're next out
go out with
the,
a net,
board.
A little net, and just drag it off the coast and you might pick up some whale golly.
Yeah, sensational.
Worth a ton.
Yeah, well, two other news.
That's other news.
Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Brownie in for Paddy this morning. Rock's greatest hits. They live here. 107.7 Triple M.
Yeah, we've just heard in. Paddy's not actually sure if he's going to be able to make it back for tomorrow. He's been in Tamworth apologising for his behaviour over the past couple of weeks. And, well, now he's just got call from his cousin in Albury Wodonga, who's got himself in a spot of bother after interrupting a Channel 9 news interview. VB can in hand, just doing this.
Not really good. Sir, I don't really give a f***.
Okay, good.
You know, I'm in lockdown.
Yeah.
Now, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Mate, I live here, and you try to lock me out of Wally Wodonga and Albury? How am I supposed to get a Centrelink? No, that's what I'm really wanting to worry about, you know? Yeah. You know? You tell that to Channel 9. What are you, Channel 7? 8, 10, 12...
What a legend.
Yeah, and can check out Paddy's cousin on our Triple M Facebook
page.
Paddy's
cousin
as well.
Is up on the Facebook page. It's going to be a family meeting I'd love to be at.
Have a great day, mate.
Go well, folks.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast.
Podcast means you can listen at any time that suits you. Who wants to get up at 5:30 in the morning just to listen to us rabbit on? You can do it at a time that suits you. It's great.
24 hours, Rob Palmer. I think I'm going to be sick.
Bye, everyone.
See you later.